Well, Tom Shepherd, happy feast day. Good Shepherd Sunday. I realized that when I told our girls, Margaret and Bridget, just follow the shepherd in the procession. You know, so thanks for being Exhibit A, you know. How many of you have seen images of Christ the Good Shepherd? Of course, that was a stupid question, I know. I'm surprised that not everybody has raised their hands. But how many of you like images that you've seen of the Christ the Good Shepherd? Okay. So who wants to tell me, what do you like about such images? Anyone? Yes, Autumn.
He seems so compassionate.
He seems so compassionate. Okay, what else? Anyone else?
Gentle.
Gentle, okay. Get the feeling you're going to a good place when you follow the shepherd. Anyone else? Why you? Those are, yes. What's that, Elizabeth? Something about the lost sheep? He goes after the lost sheep. Thank you, Elizabeth. Yeah. Yes, Pat. Welcoming. Okay. Great. Anyone else? Chuck?
Embracing.
You know, a guy at the last Mass said, he was the first one to speak, he said, I feel like I'm the lamb on his shoulder. Then somebody else said, I feel like I'm the lamb in his arms. You know, there's a little competition going on. You know, but there's that embracing idea, the shepherd embraces, and I really like what Elizabeth said, is that he's going after the lost sheep, taking them back, all the other sheep are following. Yeah, I love images of the Good Shepherd too. It's a real appealing image to many of us. And there are three things I want to reflect on today, on what the Scriptures are telling us today about the Christ the Good Shepherd. And the first thing that really touched me when I was listening to the words of Christ in the Gospel is that Jesus really knows me. He really knows me. He says, he calls each of the lambs by name. And so Jesus knows me. He knows me by name. We all know how affirming it is when somebody recognizes us and calls us by name. And conversely, how insulting it is when somebody who really does know our name refuses to call us by name. So it's being known by name is so special, and Jesus knows my name. He knows your name too, and when he called me by name was at my baptism. You know, he said, "Gregory, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." My name was used, and I was called to become part and chosen to become part of Jesus' own flock. And because Jesus really knows me, because he has called me by name and chosen me, that means then that he knows all of my hopes and my desires and my longings. He knows them. And he also knows what's best for me. Because he said that in the Gospel. He said, "I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly." So that's what Jesus wants to give us. He knows what's best for us so that we can have that. And because Jesus knows me by name, because he has chosen me to be part of his flock, that means I will never, ever be forgotten or abandoned. I am not just a face or a number. Jesus knows my name, and so I will never be forgotten, no matter what happens. And I will never be abandoned by myself, because I belong to the flock, Jesus' own flock, which he has chosen me for. No one can snatch me out of his hand. Now, the second thing that really touches me about what the Scriptures say about Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is that I am a sheep, and so are you. But for the Bible to call us sheep is not necessarily a compliment. Because I understand that sheep are not the brightest of God's creatures. Yeah, I don't know if you ever saw the painting of the shepherd who's leaning over a precipice and saving a sheep with his crook. And I understand that that's very accurate, that sheep will follow their nose right off of a cliff. So more than food and water, sheep need a shepherd. And that's me. I need Christ. I need Christ to be my shepherd and to be my Savior. What did Peter say in our first reading when he was preaching to the people? He said, "Say," and this is what he says to us too, as the living word of God. He says, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." So we need Jesus, our shepherd, more than we need anything, food or water, to help us, keep us from walking right over the cliff. We need him to save us and to guide us in the right way. And that is, and that is why the most important trait of the sheep is that it listens to the voice of the shepherd and it knows the voice of the shepherd. It will flee from the voice of strangers. Its life depends on it. And so, as sheep, we've really got to listen and know the voice of our shepherd. And the way we do that is by daily prayer, by taking the time to listen to Christ, the Good Shepherd, by reading his word and listening to his words there. Because there are voices of strangers out there and they're coming at us all the time. The things that we read, the things that we watch on TV or in the movies, all give us messages. Those are all voices. Political leaders are other voices that give us messages, and all other sorts of authorities in our secular world. And so before we get carried away with any of those voices, we have to discern how they measure up to the voice of the shepherd, which we have to know to discern that, because some of those voices may be voices of strangers that we need to flee from. So we have to have a discerning mind for those things. The third thing that really strikes me from our scriptures today is that Jesus says that the sheep that listen to his voice and know his voice, they follow him. So how do we follow Jesus? We follow Jesus by imitating Christ. Christ is everything that God expected and wants a human being to be. And so we follow Christ. We imitate him. What did he say on the night before he died when he washed the feet of his disciples? He said, "I have given you an example so that you may copy what I have done to you." And the saints have all recommended the imitation of Christ. St. Paul writes in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 11, he says, "Take me as your pattern, just as I take Christ for mine." And he says elsewhere in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, he says, "Make your own the mind of Christ." We are to have the mind of Christ. And in our second reading today, Peter says, "Jesus left you an example so that you may follow in his footsteps." And then he tells us the example that we're supposed to follow from Christ, the normative human being, all that God expects a human being to be. Peter tells us Jesus did no wrong. He spoke no deceit. When he was insulted, he did not retaliate with insults. When he was made to suffer from others, he made no threats. Those are just some of the examples that Peter gives us about the example we're supposed to imitate in Christ, our good shepherd. That is how we follow him, by imitating him. And that is why, again, we have to have daily prayer and we have to immerse ourselves in the Gospels, reading them over and over and over again, so that we may observe Jesus and listen to him and know how to imitate him. And there's never going to be a time when the Holy Spirit will not reveal something new to us from reading the Gospels. So Jesus has called each one of us by name at our baptism. He used our name. He baptized us and made us members of his own flock, chose us for that. So come, let us follow him. Amen.